Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 1st of December. I'm your host, Paul White. It's been an exciting couple of days here on the podcast. The 2 days ago, we had the Long Form Friday. That was on the 29th of November. We aired for you a sermon from our Hebrew series. Go check that out if you want that series in its entirety. It's available on flash drive on our website in our store. One of the very few things we have in our store for purchase. And then yesterday was the final day of the month, November the 30th. And of course, the final day is the essay edition. Yesterday was the 23rd essay edition that we have done. We started those, for those of you who are interested, we started those in January of 18, and we've done one every month. We, at the beginning, we just put them up whenever, but then we kind of got in the groove the last year or so of putting them up the last day of the month. So final day of the month is the essay. It's just different thoughts each month, things that I'm wrestling with and thinking about. And we do it from a biblical perspective, of course, because that's how we view the world. That's our worldview, is through Christ. But it also includes our thoughts and opinions and the wrestlings with certain things. Some things are overtly spiritual. We're dealing directly with Scripture. Other things are more social, just observations we have about things going on in the world. And so check that out. If you're interested in the print version, paulwhiteministries.com. We post the print version each month. Also, this coming weekend, I'm in Opelika, Alabama on Friday night at 6 o'clock Central Time, doing a Friday evening service at the Opelika First Assembly of God Church. Pastor Scott Bryant and congregation has had us in before. Always had a great time there. Looking forward to it. So if you're in the Auburn, Alabama area, come and see us. And the next weekend, which is the 13th, 14th, and 15th of December, I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota with Pastor Peter Swart. Check that out on our website, Facebook page, and all that stuff, paulwhiteministries.com, and on Paul White Ministries Facebook page. And come see us if you can. We have been airing. I haven't told you what's airing today. I usually try to do that on Friday or Saturday, but because we had long form and we had essay, I didn't. But we are airing on all of our platforms today. This is Sunday, and therefore we air a long sermon, something from the road. This particular message comes from our recent trip to Hogansville, Georgia. And I was ministering there on Sunday morning and Sunday night back in October. This particular message we air is audio only. There was no video that night due to the person that run their video was not able to make it, so it was just an audio. We recorded the audio, and so that's it. Only appears in the audio form on our site, but it's entitled "The Scriptures Concerning Himself," and it deals with Jesus on the road to Emmaus from Luke 24, and how he ministers to those two disciples. And I walk through some of the Old Testament passages that I think he might have dealt with, but from an interesting angle. I deal with some of the scriptures he might have left out, some of the moments that don't look like Jesus. And then I walk you up through those to John the Baptist, who preaches, "Make his path straight, and I must decrease, he must increase." And I don't want to give it away. I love how we end it. I love where the sermon ends up with the John the Baptist imagery and what we do with that. And it actually led to, it springboarded into some other things in some future sermons that we haven't aired yet. So this was kind of one of those transition moments where we brought some new things out of some old things, all kind of melded together. Pretty cool. The scriptures concerning himself. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is where we are in our verse-by-verse study, where Paul says, verse 8, "Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there's knowledge, it will vanish away." This leads us to the passage, "For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part will be done away." And then the famous, "When I was a child, I spake as a child." Now, there's a lot here. And it deserves it really deserves more than just one podcast, and it certainly deserves more than just the few minutes that I have left. So I want to deal with the one sentence to start off verse 8. Three words: love never fails. This is the last of the love descriptions in the 13th chapter. They really start in verse 4. I'm not going to reread them, but if you want to go back and look at verse 4, 5, 6, 7, all of those verses encompass what love does, what love doesn't do, what love is, what love is not. We've compared those to the description from 1 John 4:8, God is love. And so if God is love and love is this, then God is this. If love is not this and God is love, then God is not this. And that's a fun journey. You can walk through those verses. When you get to the 8th verse, it's not a real good verse split, I don't think. Love never fails should have either been the end of verse 7 probably, or been a verse all by itself. Because the conjunction but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. I think it's the fail that's being compared. Love doesn't fail, prophecy does, tongues does, knowledge does. And I want to get into what I think Paul means by that tomorrow. But the word fails is better translated as something that loses altitude. It's flying high, and then it can't fly high any longer. So it's at a position, and then it loses its position. So love will never go out of style. Love will never lose its altitude. Love isn't affected by gravity. It's the answer to the one thing we say, what goes up must come down. Not necessarily. Love is the exception. Love goes up, it does not go down. Love never fails. Now, all the contrasting things that do fail are important to look at, and we'll do that. But think about this today. Let this be sort of on your mind, that love never loses its place. Love never drops. Love flies high and doesn't fall down. Love is unaffected by gravity. So, I'm not talking about lust and the euphoric emotional connection, but that deep connection of love in which you sacrifice something for someone else, that doesn't go away. It doesn't just wear out. In fact, we all know this to be true. Our love for our children and our spouse doesn't get less over time. It gets greater over time because we have more water under the bridge, so to speak, more tread off the tires. We've traveled the road longer, and the love doesn't fail. Thank God. Now, if that's relevant in the natural, how much more in the supernatural? If God is love and love never fails, then God never fails. Wherever He is in your life, He's not moving. He's not leaving. He's not going to lessen His impact. And that's good news. Tomorrow we'll talk about those other things that do fail and what does Paul mean. Some good stuff coming up. We'll see you then. God bless.